This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Well, it's been kind of noisy the last couple of weeks with all the political conventions, all the speeches, the shouting, the protesters. It's been a noisy campaign season altogether, and that's left our country a little angry, a little fractured. All these voices, all these viewpoints, well, there's a whole bunch of you we haven't heard from, and now here's your chance. There's a new thing called the Truth Booth in the U.S. It starts this Sunday in Bloomfield Hills. That's when the Cranbrook Art Museum will launch the Southeast Michigan leg of the public artwork In Search of the Truth, or the Truth Booth. Laura Mott is here with us. She's curator of contemporary art and design at the Cranbrook Art Museum. And Will Sylvester is here. He's an artist with Cause Collective, the group behind this project. So welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, Will, you're taking the Truth Booth around the country. Just tell me what it is real quickly.
The Truth Booth is a 14-foot tall, 26-foot wide inflatable speech bubble where you can walk into it and there's a video recording interface where you'll have up to 2 minutes to say whatever the truth is to you.
And you're asking people to complete one sentence when they step inside the booth. What's that sentence?
We're asking people to finish the statement, the truth is.
For them.
Yes, for them, whatever that means.
The truth is. Laura, how does this project fit into Cranbrook's vision of contemporary art?
Cranbrook Art Museum is really committed to showing the forefront of ideas and in contemporary art and design. And the Truth Booth is both of those. This project is coming at a moment in this time in our country that's incredibly important, but also in our own city, in our own region. Detroit's at a moment that's it's being very self-reflexive of its future, so it seems like a really good fit for this moment. And then as we were planning this tour, the Flint water crisis happened, and so then we decided unanimously it was very important that this project also go to Flint for 3 days to collect videos there as well.
Will, you launched the Truth Booth in Ireland in 2011, ticking it around the world. Why did you want to have it in the U.S. during this election year?
The funny thing is that we planned this tour about a year and a half ago. We started planning, and we had no idea that this election cycle was going to be this chaotic, I guess maybe for the term.
So you're one of those guys who makes a project and serendipity intervenes for you on your behalf.
That's exactly right. And I mean, being able to go to like places like Cleveland and in Philly during this time, and then the follow-up being Detroit and Flint, which is amazing to sort of have that follow-up and continue the conversations that we're having on the road. It is. It's serendipity.
So give me an idea what people are saying when they get in the Truth Booth.
People are speaking about their wants and their needs and the things that really matter to them most in life. We're hearing a lot of stuff about family, a lot of stuff about finances. Surprisingly, not a lot of political talk, nothing too much about the candidates and, you know, who's involved. It's mostly about what people need and people want and have in their lives daily.
Laura, tell us about the recordings, how they'll be used in this exhibition that Cranbrook is doing in November. Tell us about that and what it looks like.
So the Truth Booth tour that's happening the next 2 weeks, that's the opportunity for everyone to speak. And this exhibition is the opportunity for everyone to listen. The artists will be, you know, compiling all of these videos together. We're expecting over 2,000 to be compiled over these 2 weeks. And it'll become a large, over 60-foot video mosaic installation that will be designed by the Cause Collective. There'll also be another sort of participatory installation room filled with speech bubble balloons where people in the exhibition can respond with their own truths at that moment.
Will, you're starting the Southeast Michigan leg at Cranbrook on Sunday from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m., but then you're taking it all over Detroit, Dearborn, Flint for the next couple of weeks. How did you decide on locations?
Oh, I came up there twice, and we drove around a lot, and we spoke to a lot of people, and I had a lot of really great conversations, and that's where it all really came from. We had a lot of really great suggestions from people who live there, and then after being able to tour and visit and just see the sites, it was sort of just like these locations just popped out as locations that we were able to survey Detroit and Flint as a whole.
So when
we were really really mindful about where the True Booth was going, understanding the demographics of the city. We also really wanted to come here during summer where there were other activities happening, like For the Love of Osborne Parade and the Sidewalk Festival. So this was really important for us to have local anchors in each location where we're going. So there's a collaborative element at each spot, whether that be with an institution or event or a neighborhood organization.
So the people who step into the booth and they record a statement, and then the people who will watch these statements on that big video screen at Cranbrook, what do you guys hope they'll get from this artwork?
My overall goal, I mean, especially with Detroit and Flint, is that, you know, people have an understanding of who these people are. One of the things that I realized before I even came is that there's an impression of places, and especially Detroit and especially Flint, that we have because of what we see on TV and what we hear, you know, the radio and podcasts and read and newspapers. And what I think with the booth that I've always happened to me and I've had to stop doing is I've had to stop assuming. I've had to stop assuming when I see somebody, I know what they're going to say. The great thing about this is that, you know, we will all have to hear from the people themselves. And I think the really cool part is that because it's not leaving, it's also going to be for the people in Detroit, in Flint, and Michigan as a whole to be able to see their neighbors, their community, and learn and understand people who are around them.
Laura, anything you want to add about what you think people should get from this artwork?
I think this is a project that is going to be really amazing to see now, but even 100 years from now, you know, 500 years from now, I think this is going to be a really important document of our time at this moment. And I think even in our current moment, you know, there's a lot of assumptions about different neighborhoods and areas of the city. And, you know, we are hopefully going to be bringing a lot of different voices who aren't typically given that platform to speak and be heard. Really, you know, there's a real hope of generosity that this offers to everyone and that it will extend past the project.
In Search of the Truth Booth, which looks like a big inflatable cartoon bubble, will be at the Cranbrook Art Museum this Sunday from 11 to 5. You can get details on the Truth Booth, including the full tour schedule in Southeast Michigan, by going to cranbrookartmuseum.org. Laura Mott is the curator of contemporary art and design at Cranbrook Art Museum, and Will Sylvester is an artist with Cause Collective, the group behind this project. Thanks to both of you for talking with us.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks so much.